Before leaving to go chase down her husband, Carla put in a call to Mildred Jean Ennis at the beauty parlor. Mildred Jean was the person to check with about sudden fatalities in the community, the reason being that her beauty parlor was right across the street from where they parked the local ambulance. Carla was so upset by the thought of Duane walking around in a norther that she felt a panic attack coming on. Calling Mildred Jean might be a way to keep herself in an even keel until she found out what lay behind her husband's strange behavior. When it came to local disturbances, Mildred Jean was at least as reliable as the Weather Channel was about the weather. It didn't take ambulance-level emergencies to prompt her interest, either. She was a solid source of information about adulteries, and even mild flirtation seldom escaped her notice.
"My antennae are always out. That's what antennae are for," Mildred Jean liked to say.
Besides that, she was a psychic, who sometimes gave card readings when she wasn't styling hair. Mildred Jean hailed from Enid, Oklahoma, a garden spot by comparison with Thalia, in her opinion, but unfortunately she had ended up in Texas when her passionate romance with a crop duster named Woody suddenly lost altitude and deposited her on a dusty corner by Highway 79.
"Well, I just thought somebody might have died this morning," Carla said. "Most people seem to die in the morning rather than the afternoon. I don't know why that is."
"Nope, nobody died. Not that there ain't two or three ignorant sons of bitches around here who deserved to have their asses killed."
She was thinking particularly of Woody, who lived a few blocks away with a redhead he had formed an unseemly relationship with.
"Well, I just wondered. Bye," Carla said and hung up.